97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. The money will slash funding for international aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer voting no.
This is a dark day for America, a dark day for rural Americans, a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. Where the boys are, singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is joining yet another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over education funding. Attorney General Josh Call says the move includes 23 other states. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration withholding more than $6 billion for schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money would not be coming. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just 4 months ago. Superintendent Jill Enderle says, quote, Wisconsin schools depend on these dollars to serve kids. Make no mistake, stopping this money has already harmed and will continue to harm our families and communities, end quote. Adult education programs rely on federal funding even more than our K-12 public schools do when it comes to their budgets. Wisconsin's technical colleges are glad the state has joined this lawsuit. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Technical College System supports Wisconsin joining the coalition of states suing the Trump administration to restore funding under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. Of the 34,000 students enrolled in adult education at Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges each year, over 17,000 depend on Adult Education and Family Literacy Act funding to access essential services through the technical colleges and community-based organizations. In the 2023-24 academic year alone, over 2,500 of these learners enrolled in post-secondary occupational programs at these colleges. Programs that directly lead to career pathways and help meet the workforce needs of Wisconsin employers.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's just, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiance, Ronica Stone.
The wedding was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lot calmer today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of clouds and sun today, cooler and less humid, a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Gorgeous finish to the work week, sunny on Friday, high of 78. Currently, it's 59.
The John and Gordy Show.
Happy birthday, John, from your friend, the Sparkly Costco lady. In honor of your birthday, hot dogs are $1.50 today.
Oh, wow. Excellent. All right.
The Sparkly Costco lady.
There we go.
Your pal.
That's Kathy.
We also got a message from Laura wishing you 117 more. Yeah, you're 117 years old today. Yes.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then I'm joined by Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House. We're going to light a Thursday like it's a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Surprisingly, MAGA World, for the first time in memory, isn't just slavishly acquiescing to Trump's reality distortion field. So MAGA World is now an open revolt. MAGA is losing their shit right now. They cannot believe what they're seeing. Trump is lying? Dismissing reasonable concerns as bad faith whining? Attacking anyone who disagrees? Well, as a resident of Blue America, can I just say right now to my red colleagues that my pronouns are how does and my taste? You like it? The Trump that you're just experiencing now, to your deep disappointment and dismay, is the dude we've been dealing with the whole f***ing time. You just didn't realize it because he's been nice to you.
Thank you, John Stewart.
Yes.
Hi, Sean. Sean's in for Bella. Bella's at the doctor for her rumbly tumbly.
Here.
Oh, my God, you look like a beetle. I love your hair.
Thank you.
Fantastic. The girls are all going wild, I can tell.
All right?
Sean, you came for the best big bag of rats ever. Mm. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. All equally awful. Don't care. Wow, wow, wow.
I found it.
Yes.
Chris, I hate to say this, but
you put it in there.
You might. Yeah, we told Bella, put your own stamp on stuff. Just name it whatever you want.
Right.
Nothing Chris or Sean did made sense. Just do whatever.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. You know, firing the prosecutor of Epstein will totally get people to stop talking about the Epstein thing. Who's James Comey's daughter? Who knew?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Right, she prosecuted Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
Uh-huh.
It's just, that's interesting. Wow.
You're fired.
Yeah, that'll totally. And then calling your supporters idiots. This is going fantastically. Wow, what did he say? Like he's the Pope. He's
right.
Going to excommunicate. Alex Jones was having another man blubber.
Yes.
You got to execute. You're not the Pope, man. You got to excommunicate us. Crying some more Nazi bitch tears yesterday.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, she looks exactly like James Comey. Who knew? Yeah, you know who would know if there's an Epstein list? The lady that prosecuted Epstein. I was going to say. Whew. Oh, is this just in this morning? I haven't even had time to read this. Ex-Trump casino president tells CNN he reprimanded Trump for showing up with best friend Epstein and a 19-year-old girl.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that was one of the ones that was about to age out,
yep.
I guess?
Yep.
Maybe it was her going away party?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, that's not a good idea to bring that girl around.
By the way, Senator Tina Smith, among others, we went yesterday through all of the, like, are you kidding me? This is the dumbest, most obvious movie plot ever.
Yeah.
It's him. Of course he's in the Epstein files. It's him. That guy. I mean,
Okay, because Tina Smith said, let's not forget the prosecutor who gave Epstein a secret sweetheart deal back in 2007, allowing Epstein to continue assaulting girls, was rewarded by Trump with a cabinet spot. Alex Acosta, I'd forgotten his name yesterday, gave Epstein immunity. So it goes way back, the evidence of, like, a hinky relationship with Epstein. I mean, okay, hold please, let's just review. It's hard for me to even... I left the house yesterday, so I'm all cattywampus.
Yeah, what happened?
I went to see Mark Hamill's new film, and he is fantastic. And The Life of Chuck, Stephen King wrote the original that it was based on, is fascinating. You have to go see it before it leaves theaters. Okay. Yes, what Trump did today by FactPost, forgot that he appointed Fed Chair Powell during his first term, yelled at a reporter to be quiet, said he can't appoint a special counsel to investigate Epstein because he has nothing to do with that. Just didn't sound guilty at all.
No.
And prioritize changing the type of sugar in Coca-Cola.
I'm for that.
Yeah, did you see Gavin Newsom said, oh, great, thanks. I've totally forgotten about the Epstein files now.
Yeah.
He's getting to be two snaps up. But.
And Coca-Cola company has not confirmed or denied that. They're like,
it's so ridiculous. First of all, somebody threaded about that. It would cost farmers more and blah, blah. And first of all, we have it. It's called Mexican Coke. But
you have to call it
Gulf of America Coke now?
Well, you can only get it in certain
states. Right, in Mexico.
Well, you can get it here.
It's kind of ironic.
But it's imported.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. So, obviously, everybody talking about them firing. So now he's investigating. I forget. He's investigating her father for the other hoax, Trump Russia, which is also not a hoax. Isn't that the biggest tell? Like, wouldn't he be like the worst poker player?
Yeah.
And ever?
Yeah.
Be like, I have three aces. He's calling it a hoax means like, oh, you're preparing people obviously for the you're in it. But it's and then the thing he said that was a little creepy was like, well, you know, if she can release something, you know, credible. I mean, would you put anything past him that he would force Pam Bondi to take him out of it?
I'm expecting that to happen.
Like, if he lets them release anything, he will order them to remove him from it. Or,
all of this mishigas is just him buying time to figure out how he and Pam Bondi can remove his name from the Epstein lists.
Right. I mean, it's the worst cover-up ever. Sean, do you know what is the editing thing they tried to use for the jailhouse tape? Adobe, whatever. They tried to stitch together.
Yeah.
They tried to call it raw footage, and it clearly was like...
And the metadata said otherwise.
You know how we do our, like, deliberate edits, like those splats? It was, like, that bad, right?
Yeah.
Just like, this is not an edited tape. I mean, they're just, wow, they are bad at this.
Well, at least Pam Bondi knows that metadata exists now.
Now she does. Now a warning. So Ro Khanna put forward the bill.
So it does two things. First, it forces a vote on the House floor. The Speaker doesn't want to have a vote. This would force a vote if 218 members sign it. And second, it would compel the release of all Epstein files while making it explicitly clear that victims are protected and no child pornography gets released, but all of the evidence and if there's a client list that gets out. We got Boebert, we got Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have up to seven Republicans now.
Yes, Thomas Massie said we all deserve to know what's in the Epstein files, who's implicated, how deep this corruption goes. Americans were promised justice and transparency. We're introducing a discharge position to force a vote. And Annie said this thing is moving. Now there's seven. At the time, she said there are six Republicans on board and counting, and all Democrats are expected to sign on, which would be enough to force a floor vote on the release of the...
Oh,
heavens to Mercadroid. It's really I just think it can't get betterer, and then it does.
Oh, it's going to
now
get better.
Now it's fun, right, Sean? Aren't you sad you left now? Because now it's the good stuff. He's like, By the way, we've already had excitement around here this morning. Chris set off the alarm by accident. I was like, what? Is Trump in jail? Is Trump in jail? What's happening? What's going on? I was just coming from my bedroom. Whoop, whoop. What's happening? Is he in jail? Grandpa forgot the code?
No, I didn't forget the code. Okay. I just forgot to turn it.
Okay.
Well, because
I thought I did it.
Everything is so inconsistent around here. Sometimes the alarm is off. Sometimes it's on.
Yes, because we eat. It depends on when I get up.
Right. And so, like, you know, my life is dependent on you.
Yes. Well, my life is dependent on you.
No, it's not.
Isn't that sad?
No, it's not.
Isn't that a sad little circle of life? I can see why Sean's glad he's out, like the mafia. Covey said firing the person who prosecuted Jeffrey Epstein will surely stop the questions about Jeffrey Epstein. It is impossible for him to make this worse. So what was it yesterday? Earlier in the day, he was asked if he would appoint a special counsel, and he said, "I have nothing to do with it," because suddenly he has nothing to.
Right.
I have no power here. Then he called into some right wing show.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, I don't know which. I can't keep these straight. Real America's Voice. Somebody. And he said the FBI should probe what he calls this Jeffrey Epstein hoax, which he alleges has been perpetrated by Democrats, which is hilarious. Because I think he just, like, Grandpa's, what did we just say? It's tapioca with, like, syphilitic worms in it at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not even go down the if Biden had. He's, I don't know, what, Eddie? I can't believe Biden appointed Jerome Powell. You appointed him. What? This happens every day. Did you see when they asked him how long do you think the detainees will be in this alligator, Alcatraz, whatever? And he's like, "Oh, I'm going to be in Florida a lot. I enjoy it very much. I really like Florida very much." And then they asked again, no, the detainees, how long will they? "I really enjoy it. It's my home state." So he forgot he appointed Jerome Powell. Of course, blame Biden. Again, could this be more obvious that he's going to the same play he does every time that he's gotten away with to
Absolutely.
Go, oh, this was when even the dumbest maggot knows that Epstein was arrested, incarcerated, and died on Trump's watch. First of all, what would Hillary have to do with it? He just throws out the name, right? Or Obama wrote it? I'm like, what? Okay. On Wednesday, he phoned into wherever this was and alleged the real story was that Democrats pushed what he called the Jeffrey Epstein. So why is Ghislaine Maxwell in prison? You prosecuted him and her.
Yeah.
Your DOJ prosecuted them.
Yep.
Now it's a hoax?
Yep.
So she's in jail for a hoax.
Yep. Sean is agreeing with you.
I told you my favorite tweet yesterday. I can't believe Ghislaine Maxwell committed suicide tomorrow. I hope she has some security, along with Comey and his daughter, just saying. The president was asked by the host what he'd like to see the FBI investigate. He said, "I think they should look at all of it. It's all the same scam. They should look at this Jeffrey Epstein hoax, and also because that's the same stuff. That's all put out by Democrats." What? And you know, some of the naive Republicans fall right into line like they always do. They definitely set the Republicans up. Oh my God.
He campaigned on it.
The bitches set them up.
He campaigned on it. Wouldn't stop talking about it during the campaign.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Bitches set him up. Once again, we are with the bitches set him up.
Yes.
Defense. Yes, Frank Conniff said apparently the Epstein files contain the shocking revelation that Donald Trump is everything everyone has always known him to be. I am far from the smartest person in the room, but I'm like, isn't this obvious that he...
Like Jon Stewart said at the beginning of our show, and they're finding out what we've known all along.
Oh, my God. Right? And Hillary called them deplorable. Now he's like calling them stupid idiots.
Right.
He doesn't want their support anymore. I'm like, wow. I mean, it must be really bad what's in there. He's willing to burn this all down. Right? And as you said, Chris, I mean, first of all, if Pam Bondi does do that, take him out. She's going to jail, too. Like, they're in the rats, we are far down in the bag of rats now. They're turning on each other. I can't even keep track of all these right-wing douches, but they're all like...
I wish I had an answer for the question of, you know, how can we prevent his name from being removed from those lists? I mean,
Because he would stop at nothing. He's obviously used the DOJ to you know, prosecute his enemies, to protect his friends.
Right.
So what?
How good are previous copies of this list?
Right.
You know, should something be taken out? Can they be depended on? I have no idea. I'm not inside.
Yeah. We might want to up the Comey family security, do a crowdfunding.
Sure.
Her security. She looks exactly like James Comey.
I haven't. I don't think I've seen
yeah,
her.
Yeah, Maureen Comey okay. is her name. Yeah. yeah. Prosecutor Jeffrey Epstein was fired. Her firing comes as the Trump administration is reportedly investigating her father for, the other hoax, Trump-Russia, which is also not a hoax, as I said. Maureen Comey was given no explanation for her firing. Oh, Mr. Cotter, I got it. Because she knows everything about who's in the Epstein file, including Donald Trump.
Does this mean that she's free to talk now?
I would think. Let's hope that we are become a nation of Walter the Dogs.
I don't know what NDAs are like in the Justice Department.
Let's get Ghislaine Maxwell in to testify before Congress. Let's get more Halo. Maureen, call me. What's going on? Yeah. Oh, funny you should mention that. Yes. Elizabeth says, Maureen Comey wasn't just any prosecutor. She had the names, the timelines, the receipts. She knew what was sealed, what was buried, who was prosecuted. And with Epstein back in the headlines, Trump couldn't risk it. She was a threat to the lie that he's trying to sell. So he did what abusers always do. He silenced the woman who remembered, not because she failed, but because she didn't. Yeah. Wow. We shall see.
Well,
watch this space,
yes.
as they say, to be continued. Okay. Member FDIC. All right. We have a huge Thursday show. It might explode.
Yes.
Malcolm Lance got his time zones wrong yesterday.
Everybody showed up
so
today.
He joins us today along with Carl Frisch, Dr. Redlener, and Dana Goldberg,
yep.
20 minutes after the hour. And Sean Comiskey in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
hey.
mighty. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Carrito Mobile. State of the world, right? Am I right?
You're right.
Mm. Okay. There is something you can do about it. There's many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile.
Credo.
They're a progressive phone company. They're giving to all those progressive nonprofits that need support more than ever right now. When you join Credo, you get all you want from a phone company. Fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can bring your current phone. Switching is so easy. Bring your current number, right? No more who dis. New phone. Okay. Stephanie Miller, listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Wow. Wowie. Wow. Wow. Wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like
Stephanie Miller?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like
Stephanie Miller?
What?
If you had a girlfriend.
Shut up.
What?
Just dance to the beat. Just don't bring up my personal life. 26 minutes after the hour. By the way, yesterday in Dementia, that's a new segment I've just started.
Okay.
Yesterday in Donnie Dementia, Nick says, today Trump claimed his uncle was the longest serving professor at MIT. He wasn't. He also claimed his uncle taught Ted Kaczynski the Unabomber. He didn't. Ted Kaczynski never went to MIT. Easy to dismiss as a flub. But Trump then went on and on about a memory he had where his uncle told him what kind of student Ted was. He not only said something that wasn't true, but he concocted an elaborate story about it on the spot. He is not at all well. Clearly didn't remember he appointed Jerome Powell. Oh, remember, what did he say 2 days ago? I've ended a lot of wars. You know, this Ukraine one is a little slower. He has ended exactly zero wars.
Zero wars.
For those of you keeping track. Okay. Karen in Chicago, hello, Bufu.
Hello, Schmoobieber. So I'm sure that Jake Tapper is busy somewhere writing his new book.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, in fact, didn't he have mm-hmm. Trump call in and, you know, say the Powell thing? Jerome Powell? I think. And he,
I don't think
Jake
Trump's
Tapper,
ever called into Jake Tapper.
Or maybe he was playing a clip, but he was like, what? Like, you know, he appointed Jerome Powell. So, yeah, I hope.
Trump does not call into CNN. He only calls into friendly places.
He must have. Anyway, yeah. Jake Tapper was reacting, Karen, but go ahead. I just thought it was ironic. I'm like, are you having any second thoughts on writing that stupid Biden book with everything going on? Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Cleaning the egg off of his face now. So today, I just want to say today is my mom's birthday. And so I am thinking about her as I head down later today for the Good Trouble rally, which I know she would want me to do. And so I just want to say, though, Dick Durbin with the Epstein file, exactly what everybody should be doing. So they've been lying to you. And now, or they're covering it up now. So, you know, they ran, like you said, Chris, they ran on protecting women and girls, right, with the transgender
issue. But
whoever
thought Donald Trump is the one to protect women and girls, right? The adjudicated rapist. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and now his DOJ is putting, you know, in place a law that, you know, they're going to go after, you know, it's like the Protect Women and Girls Act or whatever. So, but yeah, they ran on that. they talked about immigrants are raping our women.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Lake and Riley thing. Meanwhile, here it is. I mean, just now do the Christian clergy, now do the Republican Party, and lying about protecting women and protecting this adjudicated rapist,
yeah.
this person who has been... has a file now that they're covering up. That's
yep, what... yep, absolutely. What's that I hear, Chris? It's chickens coming home to roost. Coming home to roost for taco.
Yes.
All right, Carl Frisch, next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two places that house veterans in need now have to close because money to keep them was not included in the state budget. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. It operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers added almost $2 million in his budget proposal to keep funding the three sites, but Republicans removed it and gave the program $0 in new money. That's forcing the housing centers in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close. Evers says the Joint Finance Committee was warned by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan, basically accountants of the legislature, that this would happen if they didn't invest more money. Evers called the move irresponsible and says he'll keep fighting for veterans. And when the legislature is back in session this fall, veteran services will be a top priority. The Chippewa Falls and Green Bay locations will close September 30th. Veterans there will be offered alternative housing. Meanwhile, lawmakers have proposed a bill that would withhold the salary of a judge if that judge is suspended. This comes after the suspension of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, who's facing charges for allegedly trying to help a man avoid immigration officers in her courthouse. Republicans who proposed the bill say Dugan should not continue to be paid while facing federal charges. And this is a wild story from up in Barron County. A woman was attacked by a black bear over the weekend. Luckily, she got to the hospital and she's okay. The 69-year-old victim was able to escape the bear and call 911. Officials from the Department of Natural Resources tried to track the bear with a trained search dog, but they couldn't find it. They also set several bear traps and plan to euthanize the animal when it's found. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lot calmer today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of clouds and sun today, cooler and less humid, a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Gorgeous finish to the work week, sunny on Friday, high of 78. Currently, it's 59.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. If you're an artisan or ever wondered about Northern Wisconsin art, you'll want to tune in. We'll be at an artisan studio in Butternut, live on location. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Trump and Epstein had a long-standing personal relationship. Epstein told one writer, and I quote, "I was Donald Trump's closest friend for 10 years," end quote. Donald Trump told New York Magazine in 2002, and I want to quote this, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It's even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do.
Oh, God.
And many of them are on the younger side.
Oh, God.
No doubt about it. Jeffrey enjoys his social life," unquote.
Ew. Okay.
Robert Garcia.
Robert Garcia.
The receipt.
Yeah, of the great state of California. Speaking of fantastic homos, oh, look.
What?
What?
Carl.
Okay. Carl, let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall
what?
We? CarlFrisch.com. Hello, Carl Frisch. Hi.
Just to be clear, Robert Garcia is gay.
Yes.
Yes. And so are you.
Position.
Sean is the only straight in the village this morning.
That is true.
I mean, I got to say, Carl, there is particular delight, I have to say, they've been lecturing about how gay folks are immoral for how many years. And this Epstein mess is everything they deserve, isn't it?
First of all, I cannot believe that you're talking about it after Cittadini told us not to.
I've been excommunicated. I was already excommunicated.
Yeah, I mean, I think it bears repeating any time this subject comes up that Epstein was given a sweetheart deal by a state's attorney who ended up being appointed to the cabinet of a future president named Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Epstein says that Trump was his best friend. I mean, he says a lot more than that Trump was his best friend. He set him and Melania up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They may have consummated their relationship on his plane.
Oh, I mean, God.
Oh, ew. I mean, all the receipts, I tell you. Daryl says, why didn't Biden release the Epstein files? The Epstein records were sealed by a judge until after Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. They weren't unsealed in January 2024. So, no, Biden couldn't release what wasn't legally available. Biden didn't run a cult. He let the DOJ operate independently, unlike Trump, who demands loyalty oaths and treats every agency like his personal operatives. And no Democrat ran on a platform promising to release the Epstein files. Trump did and then blocked them. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is entirely a mess of their own making.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it's not going away.
That they're still on Pam Bondi's desk, but they're so heavy. Like, to move them to the scanner would just be too much.
Right, right. And also, I mean, it's just the layers of illogic, right? I mean, first of all, hang on a second. Here, this one.
Oh.
Brian Tyler Cohen said, if Obama, Comey, Brennan, and Biden wrote the Epstein file to destroy Trump, as he claims, why didn't they release it and destroy Trump? Not exactly airtight logic. I mean, nothing they're saying is making any sense on this, even to their base, right?
Well, and that little yarn right there would not have been strung together if they weren't worried about what they know is in those files.
Obviously, quite obviously. And the other reason, you know, when he calls things a hoax, right? I mean, first of all, like the Hillary thing, as we know, there was never any there,
right?
She obviously was not running a child sex trafficking ring, blah, 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 Comet Pizza. But someone's in jail for this. Nobody is saying this is a hoax except Trump as of yesterday, right? These are little girls that were raped systematically over many years, right?
Well, and the way that you prove that you have nothing to hide is by firing the prosecutors.
Yes, yes, that's exactly how you
that.
Yeah, you would distract from that. I you know, people from, you know, formerly from right-wing world like Joe Walsh is saying, you know, he said, by the way, calling a 20-year rape and sex trafficking ring a hoax is cowardly and despicable. Calling it a hoax is an ugly offense to the more than 1,000 victims, most of whom were teenagers, many as young as 14 years old. That pig, Trump, for calling it a hoax today. And he, you know, he was saying, having come from MAGA world, Carl, that he said the word he would use is confused. Like, they're just confused right now. I mean, it really must be after years of this, you know, cognitive dissonance, right?
Well, I mean, for years they've been saying these will be released. You know, every bro podcast that Trump went on, the subject came up. And so for, I mean, let's look at what's happened in the last, like, 2 weeks, right? They released video, which Wired magazine then shows was edited.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Perhaps 3 minutes of video is missing.
Yeah, not at all suspicious.
He fires the prosecutors. He tells everybody to ignore the Epstein subject and move on. You know, this is a real test of is shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and see if anybody cares on his base.
Yeah.
And it seems right now, at least, that lots of people in his base care about this and are not willing to move on.
Well, and the difference, I mean, first of all, he'd already lost Joe Rogan, I guess. But Joe Rogan has now condemned this, their failure to release the Epstein files. He said they've got videotape and all of a sudden they don't. You have the director of the FBI on this show saying if there was a videotape, nothing you're looking for is on those tapes. He was talking about Kash Patel. He said Patel made clear there's no video evidence of people committing crimes on Epstein's island. Why'd they say there were thousands of hours of tapes of people doing horrible? Why'd they say that? Didn't Pam Bondi say that? Referring to Bondi saying the FBI was reviewing tens of thousands of videos of the wealthy financier with children or child porn. He says he isn't buying the administration's new position that, and he even suggested June's airstrikes on Iran were designed as a distraction. I mean, it is a weird thing, isn't it, where the far right magosphere or brosphere, what do you want to call it, is, you know, uniting with Earth One, basically, right?
Well, and, you know, part of this is also, this is what happens when you spin your base up continually, you know, engaging in every conspiracy theory under the sun as well, right? There's probably a lot of truth here, and there's probably still a lot of conjecture and baloney that was just designed to spin people up. Maybe there is no client list, but we can be darn sure that Trump's name is all over those documents.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd be out by now.
Yeah.
If there was any exculpatory evidence available to them, it would be out there.
Well, I mean, and you can feel the panic just by the day, right, with him lashing out at reporters on podcasts, on social media. And it looks like, as we were reporting earlier, the Democrats have convinced a handful of Republicans to sign on. So this is moving, Carl, in terms of, and I don't, Chris, do you have any idea, like, so they all just voted not to release it.
Right.
What whether this is just the base now, that they're all getting enough heat. That
I can, this is where I can come in as a former Hill staffer.
That's right.
So what happened was, is the Rules Committee decided not to let things move forward, but that doesn't mean that a majority of members of Congress can't compel the full body to take up the issue.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah, because I quoted Thomas Massie, the Republican, who said we deserve to know what's in the Epstein files. So it looks like we're at 7, right, Republicans?
Yep.
So I don't know whether this is part. And someone was saying, too, I wonder if Trump has been called for comment on something that he knows is coming out. But oh, my God, he appears ready to burn this whole thing down.
It is not good for him. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they spin all of this. We don't know what's in there, but we know that it's enough that he's trying to get people to move on. And, you know, certain people are more than happy to move on. I mean, look at Fox News. They mentioned Biden 150 times over the course of two days and Epstein 4 times.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, there are people who are willing to do his bidding, but, you know, the grassroots online is not seem to be willing to do it.
Yeah. Well, and the new stunning new poll shows huge majorities of Americans say the Trump administration is covering up evidence on Epstein, including a decisive majority of Trump's voters. I mean, that's the difference. The question was, should the government release all the documents that it has about the Jeffrey Epstein case? Almost unheard of. About 80% responded yes versus 5% no, including a stunning 83% of Trump voters. I mean, do you think the government is covering up evidence it has about Epstein? 67% of all Americans say yes. Another full quarter not sure, meaning 92% of Americans are at least open to the idea the government that Trump runs is covering up evidence. I mean, this is the anti-government party, right? That's been just right saying don't trust the government for how many years, and here we are.
Well, and, you know, taking it back a little further, when Alex Acosta was appointed Labor Secretary after giving the sweetheart deal to Epstein in the first go-around, there was like this slow simmer around Acosta for like a year and a half until the Miami Herald came out with a story where it kind of laid out the unusual nature of events that precipitated that sweetheart deal, and how, you know, it was not just a sweetheart deal, but that it kind of flew in the face of process that state's attorneys are supposed to follow.
Yeah.
So I think this is one of those things where we're only at the tip here of the iceberg, and the more we learn, we're going to be surprised that there's so much more there.
Yeah. Here's what I think happened. Here's my theory.
Oh.
So when Bill Barr killed Epstein, allegedly, I'm just saying, it was on his watch. The entire MAGA, right. They got Epstein-Barr virus, and they went, they took a little nap, they went to sleep for a few years, and now they're just waking up. Get it? Epstein-Barr.
Oh, yeah, I got it. I got it.
Hey, Carl.
How long did you think that went up?
Just now.
Okay.
It was a little doughy.
Yeah.
Carl, let's go back to your present speciality, education.
Yeah.
So, the Supreme Court ruling, right? Letting them just gut the education. For those of us that have actually read a book or two, you know, you kind of go, the people stopping education are never the good people, right?
Well,
Hitler banning books, the Taliban, you know, them not wanting slaves to read. I mean, you can go through every period of history and go, the people trying to ban learning, right? Taliban on up. But yeah, go
well, ahead. And I think it's important to point out what is in jeopardy when you're talking about slashing and burning the Department of Education. So you've got FAFSA, which is the Federal Student Aid Program, and the ability for people to take out student loans. That's being compromised and certainly slowed down to the point at which people will no longer want to take out federal student loans, even though they're safer for more consumers. You've got Title I money, which is for poor families so that they're those schools have enough resources to educate those kids. You've got title money that's, you know, earmarked for English language learners. You've got grant money for career and technical education. All of these different things that are, you've got special education funding, you know, which was already not enough, but what little was there, that's now in jeopardy.
Yeah.
So you've got students who can least afford the federal government to walk away from them, whose futures are now being jeopardized. And at the same time, they're attacking universities across this country, you know, keeping kids from pursuing careers in science because of lack of funding. So you're not only reducing the pipeline of kids to college and making it harder for kids who already have the deck stacked against them, but you're also making it harder for the future of our country by limiting the opportunities that students will have in the United States to pursue innovative careers.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Wait, I mean, yeah, and let's just talk about the Supreme Court for a second. You know, right, Biden is not allowed to forgive student loan debt, but Trump can gut the entire education department, and that's fine. I mean, it's... they've lost any pretense of not being just partisan hack, these conservative...
Well, and, you know, the conspiracy theorists out there, and maybe this is true, who knows, are saying that what the Supreme Court is setting up is a scenario where they don't lock these things back or they don't lock these things down until after Trump is on his way out so that a Democratic administration can regrow these agencies and departments without an act of Congress.
Yeah.
Even though Trump is... operated largely without the consent of Congress.
Yeah, no, exactly. Listen, the only thing I'm glad about student loan debt is that's the only way that Sean comes back to work in this moldy, centipede-laden basement.
Well, that's the thing. They're not forgiving the debt if you already have it, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, good news for me.
It's harder to take out the loans.
Yeah, good news for me. Running a, like a, you know, what do you call it?
A loan mill?
What do you call like a... a sweatshop. It's basically a sweatshop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back, Sean.
Welcome back, Sean.
Thanks, Kathy
right.
Lee.
We love you, Carl Furst. See
thanks,
you next
Carl.
Bye-bye.
All
bye.
Right. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by you.
What?
And
me?
Waking up sick. Listen, let me tell you why I love my medical emergency kit.
Okay.
Because I switched, as you know, to Kaiser because it's closer to me. I can
right.
walk. But the thing is, I can't get in right away like
right.
I used to be able to. I can't just call my doctor and, you know, get a Z-Pak or
right.
go, you know, get in that day. And then, so you know, you're right. You got a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, whatever you got.
Uh-huh.
And you know your body. You know you're getting sick. So what do, right? Bella, how long did it take? She's had a rumbly tumbly for like a month. Took her till today to get in to see a doctor.
11 billion
Thank
years.
You. You can go to urgent care. You walk in with the ick. You walk out with the ick and the dreck because there's other sick people sitting there with a bunch of other
Who
sick
needs
people.
That?
pooey. Open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud right away. It is not a first aid kit, and there is something in there for everybody. There are strong antibiotics for infections of all types. You've strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. And a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting at the doctor or the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That promo code is Stephanie. urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Come on now.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. Kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie. Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPAW. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPAW was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, ZPAW is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Angry staffer says Trump tells MAGA to off. He doesn't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Uh-huh.
At least they were thanked for their attention to this matter, to the matter of them off because they're idiots. Okay, Irish girl says Epstein Gate is growing faster than ear cartilage. That's funny.
That took a second.
Andy in Delaware. Hello, Andy. Hello, Andy. Oh, did I not do that right?
Do
Maybe
it.
I didn't. No. Hi, Andy. Go ahead. Sorry.
Did you hear me? Okay. Mitch McConnell was right when he said people will get over it. And they will. They'll get over this. And just like, okay, Roe v. Wade, how long has that been? You know, how long ago was that overturned? When was the last time you heard a story about a woman bleeding out in the parking lot? Haven't heard it at all. You think that's not happening anymore?
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to predict what's going to happen.
Okay.
There's going to be a narrative go round that the White House puts out, one that'll eventually stick, and that will be, if you keep coming after us with this issue, more Democrats will be elected. That's when they'll all go away.
Well, I mean, I think he's already said that, right? I mean, he's already, you know, so I don't, it doesn't seem like, and they're running all the same plays. It just doesn't seem like they're working anymore. I mean, we'll see, Chris, what happens with, I can't remember which some right winger predicted his approval ratings are going to go in the toilet.
Yes.
They're already, but, you know, Beatty Meister yesterday said it's remarkable Trump's approval rating sits at around 40%. Again, we haven't done polling since this thing started.
Yeah.
GDP dropped for the first time in 4 years. The value of the dollar continues dropping. We've waged economic wars with everyone except Russia. Our former allies are considering futures without us. Pedophile rings are being protected. Congress is full of sycophants. People are being snatched off the streets. Our leader is muttering nonsense every day. This is the worst administration in history, and 40% still say this is fine.
We'll see if that
35-40% holds.
I think 35-40% is his basement.
Right.
Anybody, you know, below that is going to support him at all costs, no matter what he does. He could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, and they would still support him.
Yeah, I guess he could have sex with a child on Fifth Avenue at this point. Here's today's look over there. Bondi arrives in San Francisco to announce Alcatraz reopening. Look over there.
How much are we spending on this?
$11 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, Alcatraz currently generates about $60 million in annual revenue.
Right. As a tourist attraction.
Right. Refurbishing it and building a new prison would cost at least $250 million. Thanks for asking, Chris, what that will.
Waste, fraud, and abuse?
Yes. Yes. Who let the doge out?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Bill in Jersey. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi. Regarding Mango Taccolini, it should be understood that Jerome Powell was to replace Janet Yellen, who went on to become Biden's Secretary of Treasury. But Trump claimed that he fired her because she was too short. Those are his words. She didn't fit whatever Hollywood thing.
Central casting, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I think I recall that. Yes, Ronald says, imagine if Biden called his supporters stupid and then forgot he was the one who appointed the Fed chair. Oh, never mind. We can't play the Biden game anymore.
And also, I think there's a bit of a difference. Biden was in charge, so he wouldn't forget. Trump really isn't in charge. He's a useful idiot of a whole bunch of very powerful
right-wingers. Well, that's what's so ironic about the whole auto pen scandal. Trump is obviously the one that has no idea.
Right. He's just the right's useful idiot that they got in there that they could control.
Thank you. Tennessee Hollers with me. They say Trump just forgot he appointed Powell. Hey, Jake Tapper, when does your book come out on that? I mean, it is. By the way, what is going on with his hands? He's got like a giant bruise on his hand. Even the right wing is talking about this, that they're like, it's what I said yesterday, Chris, are they looking for the Trump's health off ramp to finally get rid of him? We'll see. 58 minutes after the hour, Dr. Doom next.
Thank you.
a new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, we're joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to discuss the recent lawsuit he filed with other attorneys general to help preserve and protect federal education funding. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There had been indications that consumers might be ready to pull back on their spending because of worry over the Trump tariffs. Turns out, however, that didn't happen last month. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Census Bureau estimates that retail and food services sales last month topped $720 billion, up 0.6% from May, and higher by nearly 4% from June of last year. The surprise increase comes after a month that saw retail sales decline by nearly 1%.
President Trump says he's anxious to move on from the Jeffrey Epstein story, even though a growing number of his supporters and Democrats as well continue calling on the Justice Department to release everything they have on the convicted sex offender. Attorney General Pam Bondi says nothing more will be coming out. The Senate, in a vote that happened at 2 o'clock this morning, approving $9 billion in federal funding clawbacks that had already been approved for foreign health aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is ABC News.